The whistleblower. The first whistleblower turned out that he was third-hand news that he heard Trump on the phone call to Ukraine, and it just didn't work out. He didn't seem credible because he wasn't. And now they found another whistleblower. They just have a ton of them.
They just go to the whistleblower factory and just make another one?
Pretty much.
I love how they start with the least credible guy. They're like, oh, we'll work our way up to the most credible source we got.
Yeah, and the new whistleblower has the same attorney as the old whistleblower, and the attorney for these two whistleblowers says, oh, we have more where that came from. So they're just like manufacturing whistleblowers. So anyway, the new whistleblower says the phone call with Trump was crazy and frightening.
Wow.
Crazy and frightening. All right. So it's a 2-page single-spaced memo that was given to the committee July 26th, the day after the Trump-Zelensky phone call. Zelensky's the president of the Ukraine.
It was the auto parts king.
The whistleblower turned over all these documents and everything. But now it turns out, because, you know, the whole thing is that they say Trump pressured the president of Ukraine to investigate Biden. So, you know, because of the upcoming election. Well, it turns out, and the quid pro quo. God, I hate that. Was that French or Latin?
I don't know.
The quid pro quo was that they say that Trump pressured him to doing it. Or they wouldn't give him the aid that he was owed at the Ukraine for their military.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out that that wasn't true. That aid was already, that whole thing happened way before this phone call. The aid being withheld. And there's a lot of stuff. You don't want to get into all that. But, you know, all we hear in the news is whistleblower. Wherever you go is whistleblower, 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 whistleblower.
Here's what I'm going to insist upon, that the whistleblower, one or two, whatever, they come forward under oath, testify so the public can judge your credibility.
Yeah, well, whatever. You know, I'm going to do one better. I got the whistleblower right here.
You do?
Yeah, when they show him on, if he ever gets to Congress to testify, he's going to be like in that silhouette-looking screen.
Yeah.
And they'll mask his voice so nobody can, you know, they'll alter his image so nobody will know who the whistleblower is. Well, I got an exclusive here with the whistleblower. They did mask his voice here because, you know, for his safety, they're saying. So it's an exclusive interview here in Sunny with the whistleblower right now. Keep in mind his voice has been altered because he is the whistleblower and may be in danger. Good morning, whistleblower.
Yes, that's right. It's me, the loser whistleblower.
I'm sorry, whistleblower. Did you just call yourself a loser?
Oh, yeah. I'm a huge, gross, loser, slimeball whistleblower. I put my grubby lips on a rusty whistle and blow out lies. Everything I say is lies. Big, big, bigly lies. Because I'm a liar and a loser. Loser, liar.
A whistleblower, you're saying you're a liar?
Absolutely. I lie all the time. I say I have a big house, but I have a tiny one. Teeny, tiny, wimpy house. It's so small because I don't have a lot of money. I definitely don't have as much money as Donald Trump, a man of great, unmatched wisdom. A lot of wisdom. A lot.
So you went from accusing the president to saying he's a man of unmatched wisdom?
Exactly. I should be tried for treason and collusion because I'm generally a bad, bad, very bad guy. But I do think that Trump is making America great, and that's all I have to say about that. Me, loser, Trump, winner, great guy, all around amazing person.
Okay, whistleblower, you're sounding a lot like Trump.
Wrong. No, definitely not. I'm not Trump. I'm Alexandra Pocahontas Covfefe O'Donnell. And I'm a big fat loser, and I'm not to be trusted.
Mr. Trump?
Yes.
I knew it was you.
Fake news. Rick Stacy.